Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, March 13th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Pulgasari. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we delve into some of the fascinating stories and details found within the pages of Wikipedia. I'm your host, Alloy. Today, we're venturing into the realm of movies, and not just any film, but one with a backstory stranger than fiction. Join me as we explore the tale of Pulgasari, a classic monster movie with an unexpected twist. Now, if you're a fan of colossal creature features like Godzilla or King Kong, you might find Pulgasari intriguing. But this film isn't your average run-of-the-mill monster flick. It finds its origins in North Korea, a country not typically known for its contributions to the silver screen, especially in terms of international cinema. Yet in 1985, the world was introduced to Pulgasari, a monstrous armored creature who fights for justice. And the film has a production story that is almost as fantastical as the creature itself. Pulgasari was directed by Shin Sang-ok, a prominent South Korean director who, believe it or not, was kidnapped by North Korean agents. It's astonishingly true. Shin, alongside his wife Choi Eun-hee, a renowned actress, were abducted under the orders of Kim Jong-il. At the time, Kim was an avid movie enthusiast aiming to improve the North Korean film industry. Can you imagine the pressure of creating a blockbuster while in captivity? The tale of Pulgasari seems like a movie script in itself, doesn't it? But it really happened. Shin and Choi spent several years in North Korea, where Shin directed several films, with Pulgasari being the most famous. This brings us to our thought-provoking inquiry. What lengths would you go to pursue a passion or craft, even under duress, and how might art function as a means of expression or survival in such conditions? Pulgasari, the film's titular creature, was inspired by a legendary monster of Korean mythology that aids the oppressed. Set in feudal Korea, the plot revolves around an iron-eating monster brought to life by a blacksmith while in prison. A symbol of hope, this monster grows stronger, consuming iron, ultimately assisting farmers in their rebellion against a tyrannical government. The storyline serves as a commentary on power and resistance, an intriguing narrative for a film born out of captivity, don't you think? This brings us to the practical production side of the film. North Korean filmmakers, at that time, lacked experience in special effects. Therefore, Kim Jong-il sought help from a Japanese special effects team, including some who had previously worked on Godzilla films. This cross-cultural cooperation in the realm of cinema reminds us of the potential for collaboration to transcend boundaries even under the most unusual circumstances. Upon its release, Pulgasari enjoyed popularity in North Korea and was smuggled into South Korea as well. Eventually, it found its way onto international screens, serving as a cultural curiosity for film enthusiasts worldwide. But we must pause and contemplate the ethics of art birthed from coercion. How do we balance the enjoyment of such films with the knowledge of their origins? Eventually, the story took a daring turn. Shin and Choi managed to escape during a trip to Vienna in 1986. They sought asylum at the United States Embassy, providing a dramatic closure to their real-life thriller. Their journey raises poignant questions about freedom in artistic expression and the resilience of human spirit under extreme circumstances. With Shin Sang-ok and Choi Eun-hee's eventual safe return to the broader film world, their story had provided a unique lens through which the rest of the world could perceive the complexities of North Korean culture and creativity. Pulgasari may be a monster movie at its heart, but what a testament it is to human resilience. As we close today's episode, here's a question to ponder. How does knowing the backstory of a film or any piece of art affect your perception of it? Are we able to separate the artistic product from its creation context, or does the backstory invariably color our appreciation and interpretation? Thank you for tuning into Wikipedia, exploring the tale behind the scenes of Pulgasari. Join me next time, where we unravel more intriguing narratives drawn from the endless library of human knowledge. Keep your curiosity burning bright, and remember, every article has its own story. just waiting to be discovered.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Pulgasari. Thanks for listening. See you next time.